This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries with today's message titled, Remember the Basics. As we continue down God's path of sanctification, being transformed into His likeness, 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18, moving from milk to solid food, Hebrews 5, verse 12, and growing in grace and all spiritual wisdom and understanding, Colossians 1, verse 9, it's wise to return often to the basics of our faith. As we learn more of our Heavenly Father and ponder His deeper truths, we must never forget that God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life, John 3:16. The truth of all Scripture is that God loves us and is inviting us to join Him, to know Him and enjoy Him for all eternity. The Apostle Peter understood the importance of fundamentals. He wrote his second letter to warn us against false teaching and to remind us that as we step out in faith, we have been given all the necessary tools to accomplish what God desires for our life. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness, 2 Peter 1 verse 3. Peter taught that when we place our trust in Jesus for the forgiveness of our sins, we receive everything we need to live a victorious life, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires, 2 Peter 1 verse 4. The real challenge of our Christian walk is not in acquiring new and greater gifts, but in learning how to best utilize what we have already received. Peter also wanted us to remember that salvation is not the end of our journey. Rather, it's the beginning of a long and wonderful walk, which begins in faith and continues by growing ever closer to Christ. Since we have been given such a wonderful gift, we should make every effort to add to our faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. 2 Peter 1, verses 5 through 7. We must continue to grow such that the end result, the highest quality of our Christian life, is love. Peter believed these to be fundamental truths, but truths which were necessary to often repeat. 2 Peter 1, verses 12 through 13. So I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them and are firmly established in the truth you now have. I think it is right to refresh your memory as long as I live. To ensure we don't wander down side paths filled with self-effort and self-importance, or stumble in the world's temptation of corruption and evil desires, we must continually return to the starting point of our faith. We must never forget that God loves us and desires to walk with us each and every day. All that we do must be directed by God and accomplished with the tools He has provided. Let's dig deep at every opportunity, but let's remain lovingly close to His side and always remember the basics. This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries. Let's have a Christ-centered day.